Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.
This Shabbat, Jews across South Africa and across the many, many cities worldwide will take part in the Shabbos Project. It's one of the most remarkable grassroots Jewish initiatives of our time. What began in Johannesburg over a decade ago has grown into a global movement. Families, schools, communities, entire cities choosing to switch off, slow down, and experience the gift of Shabbat together. There's been challah bakes, communal meals, unplugging, reconnecting. The Shabbos Project has continued to be reinvent itself, and I think reflects a changing world. Joining me now is the founder of the Shabbos Project, Chief Rabbi Dr. Warren Goldstein, to reflect on with what this year's project means and why, especially now, it feels more relevant than others, than ever. Chief Rabbi, a very good morning. Welcome. And just a quick thing. When you launched the Shabbos Project here in South Africa, did you think of it as a global movement, or did it start off as the South African concept?
Yeah, definitely did not think of it as a global movement at all. In fact, I remember in that first year that we started, it was 2013, we weren't even sure if it was going to work here. You know,
really?
Because there were a lot of people who were skeptical. We announced it, I remember it was like June of 2013, we announced it at the end of Sinai and Dava.
Right.
And when we announced it, we actually didn't really have a full plan about how to pull it off, just had the concept that it would be one Shabbos for everybody to keep. And there were quite a few people who came to me, actually most, who said, this is just like not going to work. You know, people who'd have many years of experience with the community and said, no, this is like a step too far, you know, you're pushing too hard.
Yeah.
But this community is so, so amazing. And I think, and we were actually working it out on the fly sometimes, but I learned from the experience that in life you can't overthink things.
Mm-hmm.
You just jump in. I had this instinct that Shabbos is a calling for people. There's a deep, deep need for it. And really the vision of the Shabbos Project was try it out, see what it's like. And the only way to do that is jump all in, immerse yourself in the experience. You can't actually talk about Shabbos. It's like coming to describe, you know, the color blue or describe the taste of a delicious cold drink on a hot day. You actually got to jump in and do it for yourself. And that was the vision of the Shabbos Project. And so this community embraced it so incredibly powerfully on that first Shabbos Project, October 2013. And then the rest of the world started to hear about it. And then emails started to come in from all over the world saying, we heard about what happened in South Africa. We would love to also have a Shabbos Project. What can you do for us? And so then in 2014, Gina and I decided we're just going to make a video, tell the story of what happened in South Africa and say, listen, guys, in South Africa, we're doing this again, October 2014. If you want to join South Africa in doing it, come and join us. And we sent out this video and it just went viral. And there were hundreds and then eventually thousands of volunteers in hundreds of cities all over the world started pouring in to say, we want to do this. So it was a real grassroots people's movement. It's not like we decided, okay, now we're going to set up a global organization. We're going to appoint a
franchise it,
point a head of North America, point a head of Israel. Right.
It was organic,
and it was carried through the
internet.
Which
I guess it has to be, really, if you think about it. You need to facilitate it, but if it isn't, or if it isn't organic, and if it isn't accepted as part of a then it can't really work in the same way because it's got to be from within the community.
Yes, exactly. And because Shabbos happens in people's homes and it happens in your life. And so no one can like give it to you or do it for you. You do it for yourself. And that's been the beauty of it. But it was all inspired because we have the greatest Jewish community in the world. And people just saw, wow, look what happened in South Africa. We got to do this. So like I salute our community. Had the community not embraced this, this would not have spread to the point where this year in Israel, the latest news reports coming through there talking about close to 1 million people are going to participate in one way or another in Israel alone, never mind North America. That all started here because of this incredible Jewish community. And like this morning, I've been on one of the WhatsApp groups of volunteers in Israel, and the events that they're preparing and doing is pouring in from Ramat Gan to Lod to.
I find that really hard to wrap my head around. That I get it in North America and I get it in Europe and everywhere in the world, but this is really the answer to globalizing the intifada, but we're just globalizing, you know, anyway. But for Israel to take the, is quite unbelievable, actually. Why do you think it is? Because without meaning to sound rude, there's a certain arrogance in Israel about the ownership of practicing Yiddishkeit, and sometimes for very good reason, because that is the center of our Jewish world. It's interesting that they would be open to accept this.
Yeah, it was actually the opposite, because you see, in Israel, as we know, there are a lot of divisions in Israeli society around Judaism and Shabbat and religion. And actually, a project coming in from the outside came in clean of the politics and the division.
So maybe that's
why. And in fact, in Israel, the name of the project is called Shabbat Olamit. It's the global Shabbat, because
it isn't a...
It's above the politics. And what I've found over these years with the project in Israel, it's been that actually people are naturally drawn to it. In fact, what we did this year in Israel is we conducted a survey in advance of the Shabbos project in Israel, and found that high percentages, more than 90% of Israelis, see Shabbos as a key part of the national culture. It's like part of the identity, and people want more of it, and they see it as a way of connecting with family, and so there's a natural desire for it. And you know where you see it? You saw it now through the last 2 years with the hostages.
Yeah, absolutely.
How many of them turn to Shabbat because it's there, it's in the soul, it's in the Jewish soul. And so it's actually just bringing that out. And so funnily enough, and that's why I'm so proud of our community, as a South African Jewish community, we have shown the world what true Jewish unity is. You come here and you see, okay, we've got our tiffs and things and whatever, it comes and goes, but bottom line is we are one community.
Yeah.
And that kind of, we're kind of exporting the South African dream to the rest of the Jewish world.
Do you think a lot of that basis came from the fact that even within our Orthodox shuls, people who didn't keep Shabbos still came to shul, and they didn't think they had to go to a shul that didn't keep Shabbos, or become part of the conservative reform movements or whatever it would be. They still continue to go to Orthodox shuls, which were accepted there, actually.
Yeah,
could that be part of it?
Yeah, that's definitely part of it. It's this kind of openness in our community where everybody is welcome, and in our shuls, everybody is welcome, and there's a sense of we are one community. I often say, when I speak to Israelis about it, I said, you've got to come and look in South Africa. You know, we don't define ourselves as this kind of a Jew and that kind of a Jew. We are just Jews. That is the primary identity. And when the politics seeps in and the divisiveness. But I also think at behind all of this is that, Shabbos has such a powerful message for our times, because it was created by the creator of the universe. And so every generation struggles with certain things. Because Hashem made it for all times, it's relevant in all times. And it's, to me, what's the most amazing thing is the single biggest social crisis the world is facing today, certainly, let's say, in developed societies where there's not like an acute crisis of like poverty and deprivation. Within those groups of people, the biggest crisis, social crisis, is distraction, connection to phones, the fragmentation of family. All of these things are and isn't it amazing that the greatest antidote to the greatest social crisis in the world is Shabbos?
It is unbelievable. So that's what I wanted to ask you is the, over the last, 12 years really, that you said 20?
2013. So actually, this is the 13th.
This is the 13th. Okay.
Yeah,
all right. That's cool. Over the past 13 years, we've been through various things in society. Has the messaging of the Shabbos project changed? Obviously, the message of Shabbos doesn't change. I'm not suggesting it does. But in terms of a reaction to social occurrences...
Yeah, so it is, I mean, you know, for example, obviously there's some extreme examples during the time of COVID that we didn't, there wasn't a chance for people to actually get together. But then Shabbos was playing a role of comforting and giving people strength in the situations of isolation. And during the last 2 years, the Shabbos project in 2023 happened like 3 weeks after October 7th. So we, at that point, we redid the project completely. We had an entire campaign ready. It was, you know, celebrating the 10-year anniversary, a 10-year party. Got rid of every bit of marketing and switched the whole, wrapped the whole project in blue and white. All the you know, the flag of Israel, got involved in supporting Israel. We got lots of communities across Israel we were supporting, and that shifted. And then, like this year, Shabbos Project coming just after the release, the final release of all the living hostages. Of course, we're waiting, you know, for the complete return of all of the bodies, which are so important and holy to us. But the return of all the living hostages and that sense of relief and the ceasefire, albeit fragile with lots of complications ahead, there's a sense of relief in the Jewish world. And that's also touching on the Shabbos Project. And so part of what I've done this year is to dedicate the Shabbos Project to the heroes of Israel over the last 2 years, the hostages who kept Shabbos in the dungeons.
Just unbelievable that.
And the soldiers, you know, on the front lines, singing Shalom Aleichem, davening their Shabbos things, keeping Shabbos to the best of what they could. And of course, remembering that they never really breaking Shabbos, because the halacha says, as we know, that you to save lives, this is what you do. You know, and to my mind, someone holding a gun on Shabbos, defending the Jewish people, that is the holiest Shabbos you could possibly have. And so all of these heroes, the project, this year's project, is dedicated. So it has these almost these two messages. One is this national pride of the Jewish people, and the other is this connection to family.
Incredible. I've noticed a shift, though, as well this year in terms of the type of events that are normally associated with the Shabbos Project. How does it differ, and what's the rationale there?
Yeah, so, I mean, the last, since 2013, there's always been a challah bake.
Yes.
And we've had big centralized events with challah bakes and Havdalah concerts. And this year just really felt that ultimately, we've had the most magnificent, magical challah bakes over the years, with thousands and thousands of women coming, and so much laughter and heartfelt prayers and tears and unity and just such beauty from them. But this year we thought it's so important to go back to the core of what the Shabbos Project is about, which is actually keeping Shabbos in your home, in your community, and making it grassroots. So we've done two things. One is creating this concept of super hosts.
Right.
Where we've run a campaign through the shuls. And just want to say, the rabbis and the shuls have been the most amazing partners in the Shabbos Project since 2013. And this year, taking it to the next level. And so they've reached out to congregants of theirs who are hosting meals. So we're having meals of where they're having 3-4 families at a time, these super hosts also supporting, because obviously it's a financial strain.
Sure,
So we've provided some gift vouchers to the bakeries and to the butcheries to help people to be able to do that. And so it's really bringing it home. And then the other part of it that we've done to really bring it home and to say Shabbos is really about that experience with the family is this campaign of switch off screens to switch on your life.
And
I tell you, I've been visiting all the schools this week. So I was at King David Linksfield on Tuesday. I went to Cape Town on Wednesday, visited all the Herzliya schools. I was in Victory Park and Sandton and over this week with all the children. And when I ask them, I say to the kids, especially in primary school, what is your favorite part about Shabbos? So that's the question I ask whenever I go.
Yes.
And there are two answers. One is the food. Like, they love the challah, the grape juice, the soup, all of that. It's like
because
so sweet.
That's core memory.
Yeah. Yes. But more than that, and the most popular answer by far in all the schools, and you actually have to hear it to believe it, they all say this: spending time with my family.
Which is so incredible, because we always think of it as the other way around. The kids are going to, want to watch something and be distracted. But actually, what they crave is the opposite.
Yes. In other words, the greatest gift you can give your child is yourself.
Yeah.
And what children know is this, and this is what I was actually discussing with them, is that the moment the cell phone is in the room, you're actually not present. You're physically present, And I know this muscle, I'm talking from personal experience.
I'm feeling a bit uncomfortable, and Mukundi is also taking steps back there because he's feeling accused.
Yes.
It's not about you, Mukundi.
Yes, he has my phone right next to me at the moment.
Exactly.
So I've got half an eye over there.
Yes.
And so when I'm sitting having supper, with my wife and children on during the week, phone is there, and I then try and move it off the table it's a battle, and even when you're winning the battle, you're not really, because it's just there.
Yeah.
And actually, latest science shows that every time you look at a notification, it messes your concentration for 23 minutes before your mind settles back to where it was, which means we never settled.
No,
we never settled, and we never at peace, and we never present. And so this is what I spoke to the children about, and gave them each these cell phone pouches to take home to their children. And I said to the kids, okay, guys, you're in charge of the family cell phones. Woo. Go gather them in on Friday afternoon.
So the Shabbos Project, ripping families apart across Joburg.
Because this is actually what children want. In other words, sometimes as parents we think must buy them a new gift or do them this or get them a new set of, like, a new hobby, a new extra lesson, support them in that, attend the prize giving. All of those things are important, but actually what they want more than anything else is time with us. And they said it. I heard the testimony, and it was across all the schools, and it came in time and time again.
And
therefore Shabbos is the greatest gift to a family and to ourselves, where you can actually, and it's not that the whole of Shabbos is just switching off phones. It that is the gateway into it. So then you don't drive a car, don't do chores, don't go to work.
Well, the whole sound of Shabbos is different.
Yes.
The energy changes, the sound changes, and there's this, you can be as frantic and mad 5 minutes before, and then you're not.
Yeah. The best phrase I heard described of Shabbos was by Justice Louis Brandeis, United States Supreme Court Justice. Mm. He didn't keep Shabbos, but his uncle did, and he went to go spend Shabbos, and he used to say this. He said about Shabbos, he described it in the words of one of the English poets who said it in another context. He said it is stealing a day out of life to live. Stealing a day out of life to live, which is so beautiful. Then he said this, which is amazing. He then said, but his only problem is it's just full of these restrictions. Now, what he missed,
right.
What he missed was, it is stealing it out of life to live it. Its beauty comes because of the things that we don't do.
Of course. Because
they free us to do the things. So he missed that point, but today we feel it, and that's why, this thing of switching off phones, it's not just, well, don't do that. It is, it's part of the laws of Shabbos, because the laws of Shabbos, designed by the Creator, are there to curate the most perfect experience that the human being needs. That rest is not just physical rest or recreation.
Mm.
It is real connection with loved ones, with yourself, with God. There's like that deep sense of it, and there's also the joy for it. And that's why, the shuls have been so amazing in this. There's going to be all of these dinners hosted at home, but then the shuls are all running incredible programming over the Shabbos, because a key part of Shabbos is also community.
Yeah.
And I think what makes us as a South African Jewish community the greatest community in the world is the strong sense of community built around our shuls. People come to our shuls, there's bonding.
Mm.
So if you move out of your silos.
And no judgment. There isn't. There just isn't.
And you move out of your silos, you're with other people. Shabbos is a community social experience. It's a family experience. It is enriching. And so that's why, I think I was discussing this with Gina the other day, and she was just saying, why has this Shabbos project been so successful? You know what its secret thing is? Shabbos. You see, the secret,
it's true.
The secret of the Shabbos project is Shabbos, because we are presenting the, if you can actually use that word, used it, but it's the greatest product in the world, because it's designed by the Creator of the universe, perfectly curated to live your happiest, most productive, most connected life ever.
Absolutely. It's adaptable. Well, it moves with the times. And one of our listeners saying, unsigned doesn't sign the name, unfortunately. I'm a super host this week, and I'm privileged to be part of this amazing project. Really added so much to my Shabbos. Thank you, Rabbi, for this amazing initiative. Karen remembering some of the best challah bakes happened in the rain.
Yeah.
Karen, I'm sure it wasn't without its stresses for the organizers. In fact, I remember those. Was that one?
There was one that was completely washed out.
it is that time of year. I wanted to ask you about that. It's the same Shabbos every year.
Yes, yes.
Was that just was just that just the Shabbos?
Well, the original one, the idea behind it originally was to launch the Shabbos project through the shuls on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur to make it known. So then it came a few weeks after that. So that's where it is. But you know what's been amazing is we put out a campaign to say, do you want to sign up to get a cell phone bag delivered to your home? And you know that more than 2,400 people signed up to have it delivered to them, and we joined up with Net Florist. We sent with the cell phone bag a bunch of flowers as a gift for Shabbos, because the whole, the theme of everything we're doing is Shabbos is a gift. The Gemara calls it a gift. Hashem says, I have an incredible gift in my treasure house, and Shabbos is its name, and I want to give it to you. So we sent the cell phone pouches. So with Net Florist, they delivered more than 2,400 bunches of flowers to 2,400 homes, and we would have had a lot more. We had to close the bookings because we obviously, there's a big logistical operation, and to make sure everything's delivered before Shabbos. Because the last thing you want is for the knock on the door.
Friday night to sign for this.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
So. Amazing. Just a couple more messages. Good morning, Howard. What the rabbi says about the kids love most about Shabbos is 100% on the mark. I taught at King David Linksfield for many years, and through all of the years of asking, what do you love most about Shabbos? The answer has always been being with my family. Time has not changed this answer. Also, Joseph Kumape says, I'm so impressed with the Shabbos project. Any plans to promote it amongst Gentiles as well? That's from Joseph. It would be amazing, actually, if some of the churches would get involved in promoting a sanctity of their Sabbath.
Yeah, look, I think this Shabbos, for what it is actually the Torah says it's like our deep connection with Hashem. It's something which is quintessentially part of what it is to be a Jew. There are some universal lessons that could be learned, but Shabbos, the way it's crafted, the way we keep it, the way we do it, that is, it's actually part of the deeper sense of Jewish identity. And you see it with these hostages keeping Shabbos in the dungeons of Gaza. There is this deep spiritual connection. There are lessons for the world to learn from it and say, listen, there are tremendous wisdoms that could be gained from it. But Shabbos is deeply part of Jewish identity and was a gift that we treasure that was given to us.
Isabella also sharing her support. Carol Z saying, blown away by this, going to enjoy it. I can't wait. I'm going to be at a Sentin Shul. Karen got her flowers and her pouch. So lots and lots of messages. Because as we wrap up, if there is one message that you would love people to hear, and that includes people who already keep Shabbos, it includes people who don't yet keep Shabbos, what is that one message that you would just want them to receive?
Yeah, I think it's essentially this, that Shabbos is a gift. In other words, that when we do Shabbos, it's Hashem's kindness to us. He gave us Shabbos because He loves us so much. He didn't give us Shabbos because He wants us to obey Him. He doesn't need that. He gives us Shabbos because He's kind. And He says this is the best way to live. And it was an act of kindness that He gave it to us. The Shabbos Project is about the immersive experience. Go all in. So I would say to everyone listening now, for this Shabbos Project, go all in. If you usually keep Shabbos, make this Shabbos extra special. Stop and appreciate it. Because sometimes, you know, if you get a gift every single week, you can it starts to wear off the novelty and the beauty of it. So for those who keep it every week, this is your chance to remind yourself, to remind ourselves about the beauty of it. For those who don't, go all in for this Shabbos. Go all in and enjoy it. And then take that with you for the next Shabbos. Like we've given out these cell phone bags. Switch off cell phones next Shabbos and the one after and the one after. The Shabbos Project has never been just about one Shabbos. Shabbos happens every week. It's about the immersive experience to be inspired for one Shabbos, but then to take that inspiration throughout the year and continue to grow in Shabbos. And I think what's an amazing thing, think about it, guys out there, think about this, switching off cell phones every Shabbos. Try it this week, and that will be your first step into Shabbos. And if it's so doable, and so amazing. I don't know if I've got time to share one last story
on
this.
Go for it. You've got.
I'll tell you when. Sometimes you only realize the gift of something when somebody else points it out to you. You know, a few years ago, I was dealing with a president. I mean, I've seen like 4 or 5 presidents come and go. It's not this current president. It was one of the previous ones. It was the time when I was still speaking to the presidents of the day.
No, I'm not so popular. Yeah.
So, I'm very proud of the fact that I'm not speaking to the current president.
Right.
But a few years ago, and I was dealing with something in his office, and I was waiting to hear from him. And his chief of staff was in touch with me, and I was waiting a few days. And then it was a Friday afternoon. I was waiting for the answer from the president on a particular matter. And then I'm thinking, it's like 4 o'clock. It's 4:30. It's 5 o'clock. Hasn't come. Now my phone's going to go off for 25 hours, and she's going to try and get hold of me.
Oh my gosh!
And then how am I going to explain that? There's like no airplane flight that's that long that you can say you're on airplane flight for 25 hours. So, you know, when all else fails, tell the truth. I find, you know, telling the truth always helps in every situation, apart from being the right thing to do. So I phoned up and I said, look, I just have to explain to you. This is the Jewish Sabbath. According to Jewish law, the Talmud, we don't use electronics on Shabbos, and I'm switching it off for 25 hours. And I'm like thinking, what is she going to say? She's going to say, are you serious? What sort of nonsense is this? And there's like silence on the phone, and I'm waiting. And then she says words which I'll never forget. She said, I'm so jealous. I wish I could do that.
Wow.
And then I realize we are sitting on the most unbelievable gift.
We really are. And that is where we leave it for today. That was Chief Rabbi Warren Goldstein talking to us about the Shabbos Project. Time for us to sign off and wishing you a fantastic weekend, a Shabbat Shalom.